You're listening to FMGRadio.com. Hi, and welcome back to The Jody Show, where I invite you to join me each week as I interview conscious health and life abundance-oriented thought leaders, sharing their journeys, life skills, and wisdom to empower you to achieve harmony and balance in your entire life. Our goal is to help you have fun, make money, and do good for yourself and others. Over the next few weeks, we are opening the vault to the Wayback Machine in 2004 and sharing with you interviews with a lineup of amazing women, such as Marsha Weider, America's Dream Coach, Joey Tamer, a widely acclaimed strategic consultant to technology and media CEOs worldwide, cultural anthropologist Genevieve Bell, a senior researcher within Intel Research, Carolyn Layton, founder of WITI, a.k.a. Women in Technology, Marilyn Tam, formerly the president of Reebok Apparel and vice president of Nike, and Jean Bartik and Kay Mockley Antonelli, two of the first ENIAC computer programmers in the 1940s. I hope that you enjoy these interviews as much as I did. It was such a treat to spend time with each of these incredible women. Our fifth interview of the Wayback series from 2004 is with Lisa Norell, the Chief Energy Officer of Energized Growth, which helps companies grow customer mindshare and market share. Since 1983, Lisa has worked with Zappos, BMC Software, Adobe, Microsoft, and hundreds of entrepreneurs in 9 countries. Lisa is also an award-winning expert speaker and author of the acclaimed Energized Growth Now, the marketing guide to a wealthy company. I hope that you enjoy this interview with this very energizing and uplifting lady.
It is my pleasure to introduce to you Lisa Norell. Welcome, Lisa.
Well, hello, Jody. Thanks for having me today.
Well, thank you for being here. We appreciate it. I have a few questions for you. First off, what motivated you to deliver the success models and new ways of thinking to conference participants?
Well, Jody, the Success by Design workshop is very timely because what I have recently learned is that the dream of running a successful company and having a successful, prosperous life is alive, and it's doing well if we simply take the time to learn how to do it and get the knowledge. And I've learned this over the last year from the mentors that I've been working with, and that was one of the first insights that I had this year that really prompted me to design this workshop. And, you know, there was a second indicator, too, that actually came much earlier than that I'll tell you about.
Okay.
And that is that about 4 years ago, I was celebrating my 20th year in the high technology field. Can you believe it?
20 years.
20 years. And, gosh, I've been so good at hiding the gray hair.
You look great. I've seen you. You're beautiful.
Well, thank you. And, you know, 20 years into the industry, I reached the pinnacle of my career. I became a senior partner with a large customer relationship management software company, Jody.
Congratulations.
And I was feeling top of my game, you know.
I
had this great job. I was making mid-six figures. I was learning a lot about the industry, and I was visiting Fortune 100 companies on a weekly basis across the nation. So I was really in my groove. And when I received that huge commission check, I can remember it so well when it hit my bank account, and I looked at how much I was about to earn that year. I had never felt so lonely and unfulfilled. And I looked at that, and I said, what is missing from this picture? I have, you know, here I've, my husband and I have reached our seven-figure net worth. I've earned all this money, and I have never been so unhappy. What happened here to the so-called traditional definition of success?
It
just wasn't
monetary.
Working for me. The next thing you know, I started gathering information and working with various mentors and coaches to figure out if there was another way to define success that I had been missing out on. So those were a couple of crumbs along the path that I decided to pick up and look at more closely.
Now, what frustrations are you seeing, particularly among women, with today's traditional definitions of success?
Well, I'll tell you what frustrations I'm seeing, Jody, because I did just complete 11 months of interviewing CEOs, women CEOs and male CEOs in the IT industry. And what I have been hearing over and over from other successful, wealthy executives is Number one, a real loss of passion and a loss of direction. So people are coming to me and saying, you know, I thought I knew what success meant because my mom told me how it should be. And in reality, that's not it for me anymore. I did this, I achieved this, I climbed this mountain, and now what? And another thing that I've noticed is a number of people are very busy. Have you noticed, Jody, how busy people are?
They are.
And how many times a day do you hear someone when you interview them say, or some of their clients say, I'm so overwhelmed?
Every day.
And now, at least in Western society, Jody, we have entered the land of overdoing.
Exactly.
So if we, you know, we're, many of us fall prey to this dark side of our lives called overdoing and keeping too busy. And it's really a trap. In fact, you know, do you read the New York Times from time to time?
Yes, I do.
You know, it's a great publication. I was reading it back in February. There was something that really brought this home for me. There was an article saying that started off with this headline, six figures, not enough. So now there's this whole mindset of, well, you know, clearly six-figure incomes are not enough. So there's also this attitude of never having enough. You know, you've got to get more. And what I'm hearing as a result of this from very senior executives in technology, professional services firms, is this mindset now that's creeping in that we never have enough, and as a result, my productivity has stagnated. And among professional women in sales and marketing positions, they're telling me, I just can't predict my income, I can't predict my sales. It's just too crazy out there. And those are some of the frustrations that I hear over and over. And that's why, you know, I've been so motivated to present this workshop. And also, I've published a few articles out on my website, Jody, just if I may mention to people. They
Please
can go
do.
Out, and there are many free resources and articles about some of the executives I've interviewed by just going to Nirell.com, N-I-R-E-L-L. You can go there and just click on the homepage under subscribe, and, you know, you can just go out there and find a number of free articles and some quotes from some of the executives I've interviewed.
I kind of went through there, and they are very impressive, and I recommend everybody go to your website and read those. There's a wealth of information there. And also, I wanted to just kind of ask you a question as far as, like, women and being overwhelmed. Do you think women tend to try to do everything themselves instead of delegate?
Yeah, you know, I've been asked that question many times. I see it as I don't see it as gender specific. I think it's just whatever old tapes we play in our heads.
Right.
You know, that whatever those limiting beliefs are or those old tapes that we've got playing.
Programming.
That, you know, I have to finish everything, or it's back to that never enough, or gosh, you know, I have to do it myself because asking for help is a bad thing. It might make me look weak or ineffective. There are all kinds of tapes. You just go to your bookshelf and pull one off, and you'll find a different tape or a different song, depending on who you are.
We need to go through all those old files and kind of pull some of them out and redo our programming, I believe.
Or at least find somebody that can help us. I mean, one of the things that I teach my clients in my workshops, whether they be for WITI or for other associations or the workshops that I do here and around the country, is I tell them that, you know, and we're going to be talking about this at the conference in more detail, is, you know, when you look at successful people, and you can go back as far as 1937 when Napoleon Hill wrote his timeless book, Think and Grow Rich. And he interviewed 500 successful people, and he didn't even do it for pay. But Andrew Carnegie hired him to go out and learn from these people and get the knowledge of what made them successful. And what was great that he learned, and I'm going to be teaching this in the workshop, is there were 17 common characteristics of successful people. And there was one characteristic that these successful people had that I'm going to be talking about in the session, that help them get out of the mindset of having to do it all. And they had a number of characteristics and traits to help them stay out of that rut. So There are a couple I'll mention very quickly, Jody, if I have time.
Please do.
And one of them is, first of all, none of them had been born into being successful. They didn't inherit it from their parents. They were self-made. And one of the traits that helped them is that they had this burning desire. So they made sure they stayed out of the land of overdoing and trying to do it all themselves, because they knew that if they did that, they would lose their burning desire to move forward and pursue that vision that they had. And the other thing that they had in common is they all were members of a mastermind group. And a mastermind group is just a timeless model that many successful people have, myself included, that we have designed so that we are surrounded by people who are supporting our goals and our objectives moving forward and hold us accountable towards that vision. So those are just two of the 17, and you know, I still think they ring true in today's economy.
Right. Like 100 years can go by and the same core principles are still valuable to our lives. Well, I look forward to listening to your session because I'd like to know more about these other characteristics. This is interesting. What are the indicators telling us that it's time for us to redesign our own model for success?
Well, there are many that I'll be mentioning at the session. I'll give you just a couple to noodle on, because for our listeners that may not be attending the session, these are at least thought-provoking to see, hey, am I suffering from some of these? Are there some indicators in my life? And one of them is some of us listening are noticing that we're making plenty of money, and yet for some reason we don't feel motivated and excited anymore about what we're doing. In fact, one of the resources that we talk about in our session is a book called Cycles by Maddie Dykewald. And she uncovered a study that demonstrated and proved that across 435 working executives, guess where salary and income was ranked as a key motivator for people?
Would be around the top five?
It was actually number six.
Wow,
so
below
it was
five.
Way down. That's way crazy. Down on the list. And, you know, for those of us that grew up in high tech, for Pete's sake, you know, especially around the late 90s, oh my goodness, for so many of us, salary was the key.
And show me the money.
Yeah, show me the money. You know, what's the stock price this morning? And we were watching those stock prices and, you know, managing our options portfolios very carefully. Mm-hmm. And yet today it's about number six on the list. So that's an indicator if any of us are feeling that. And another is that we may notice that what we thought was success for us 5 years ago, we may notice it doesn't work anymore. It's outdated. So maybe we thought income was really important 5 years ago, and now we're just not motivated. And I'm actually going to be talking about a really exciting Harvard Business School study that actually went out and tracked this and looked at what are four other elements or other ways of defining success that we can look at besides besides financial success and accomplishment. What other things can we look at? And we're going to be talking about those other elements as well, that based on a study that Howard Stevenson and Laura Nash completed at Harvard. So we're going to shake up our old traditional belief systems around success in this session.
Great. I think that's going to be something that a lot of people are looking for right now. I think you're touching a lot of the hearts during this interview, because there's so many people that are looking beyond what people are expecting in business, and it's more matters of the heart, and people are looking for something that makes them content, makes them whole. It's not just money anymore. Now, what have been the results and experiences of executives who have used these success models after your workshop?
Well, that's a great question, because I am a big believer in our lives of having specific and measurable results. And one of the things that I noticed when I worked with a client, a CEO of a software company in Minnesota, his name is John. And before John and I started working together and I revealed these models to him, he was just getting ready to launch an entirely new product strategy with his organization. And he was very excited about it. And he was going to shift his business model from strictly an IT services model into a software product and services model. You know, it took a lot of retooling, not only of his people, but also of how he was managing his own time as his, as the founder and the leader of the company. And so what we did is we used one of the four models that we're going to be teaching at the WITI conference around assessing your current leadership style. How do you make decisions? How do you operate under stress? How does the rest of your team view the way you manage your business and make decisions? We used that specifically, and within 2 weeks, he made some huge changes in his life, Jody. One of the things he realized is that the way he was using his time was ineffective and very draining. So he started the art of delegation. And the second thing he did is he had two people that were in the wrong jobs. He realized that their leadership and decision-making styles, as well as what made them passionate, were not being honored or served in their current jobs. So they sat down and they reassigned them to different jobs. And last time I talked to John in December, they actually met their goal. They were aiming for an incremental $2 million in revenue just from this new venture, and they're well on their way to doubling their company size in 2005. And he also told me, he said, oh, well, he said, I'm calling you. It's 5 o'clock, and I'm on my way home. I just wanted you to know that I also got my own life in order, and I'm very proud of it. So I can leave the office at night and actually go have time with my family.
That makes you feel good, too.
Well, I'm very proud of him because, you know, it takes courage. And I am going to tell people things that are very contrary to what all of us learned in business school and in the corporate environment. And it takes a lot of courage for people to be willing to be open to that and try some new approaches. So that's what's really exciting about these four models we're going to be talking about. So I think John is just a classic example of what happens when you are willing to turn your definition of success upside down and try some new approaches that you may not have known about before.
I really like what you mentioned about putting people in jobs and positions that they feel passionate about, because I have a friend of mine that has a business and all of her employees are wonderful, and I talked to her how she set it up, and she said originally she'd hire them for certain jobs and they didn't do well there, and when she found out what they liked and put them in those places, they actually excelled, and her business got better also, and it really showed. So I think that's important for people to realize that you can't just place people in these little square holes, you know, these little peg holes. They have to find out where they're going to excel as well as yourself.
Yes.
That was a great point.
Absolutely, and anyone that wants to go to my website too, there's a great way to discover some of your strengths. And you can just click on Norell.com and go to the Alliances page. And we have a special arrangement with Opus Marketing. And we can help people within doing a 10-minute survey of discovering some of the areas that they're really strong and to discover what things they might be doing in their jobs today that really drain them. There could be some great insights there. So people are welcome to go out there and do that survey or contact us to learn how to set up the consultation. It usually takes a total of 30 minutes. Could be pretty eye-opening.
So that's, okay, that's at Norell.com, and that was under, what was that survey again? Is that under,
yes,
under your article?
Yes, well, for people that are listening, and grab a piece of paper, if you are really curious about what your leadership style is, and you haven't done any surveys or assessments in the past couple of years, just go write this down, too. If anyone has a piece of paper and a pencil, they can write down Norell.com, N-I-R-E-L-L. You can go out to the Alliances page. Just click on Alliances on the top of the homepage, and there'll be a link to a survey. Just go down and scroll down. You can click on Opus Marketing, and you will find that survey, and that takes about 10 minutes to complete it. And it'll be routed to me directly.
Great. Thank you for repeating that. I'm writing that down, too, because I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
People can always email me, which is lisa@norell.com, and if they want to set up a consultation to review the results.
Great.
That's one of the four things we'll be covering in terms of the tools and models available to help you design success your way.
Now, how can our listeners reach you for your special report that you're offering?
Yeah. Well, I think what I'd like to suggest is two things, Jody, if that's okay.
Sure.
And since everybody already has their pencil available.
We're set.
There's two things I really encourage people to do. We like to provide free resources to people. So the first thing I encourage you to do is go out to Norell.com, and we publish a free newsletter. And just go to the homepage and subscribe. And we actually have a subscriber list on our homepage. Just click, add your name and your email address. It takes about 10 seconds. This is a private subscriber list, spam free. And we will send you a free newsletter, and oftentimes we'll also have free audio conferences and free events that we're hosting. And again, to get people the knowledge they need to be successful and define it their way. So we will have resources available if you sign up, and that's the only way people are going to get these resources if they don't attend our workshop. So go out there and subscribe right away. And the other thing people can do, Jody, is you can send me an email. And you can send that to, if you're writing this down, marketing@Norell.com, N-I-R-E-L-L. And in the subject line, make sure you write Success by Design Special Report. Success by Design Special Report. And I will know that you listened to this interview. And we have a special report available to our listeners for participating in this call today and listening to this call.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Do you have any closing words for our listeners?
Well, what I would like to suggest is, again, please be sure that you sign up for our free newsletter or drop us an email requesting your free special report on Success by Design. And if there's nothing else you remember from this call, remember that we were not born into being successful. We have to learn it. It's knowledge. And in today's very competitive, often commoditized technology industry, Jody, the only differentiator we have left is our knowledge. So I look forward to sharing the knowledge and the mistakes I've made over the past 23 years and helping all the people listening and participating to define success their way and find that passion and power again.
Sure, everybody appreciates that. Thank you again so much for being here, and thank you for sharing your wisdom with us. We look forward to seeing you next month.
I look forward to seeing you too, Jody. It's a great show, and I look forward to connecting with you.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Lisa.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Please join us again next week as we continue our series with some pretty amazing and outstanding women. Be sure to visit jodyshow.com, that's jodyshow.com, for replays and guest bios. Until we meet again, have fun, make money, and do good for yourself and others. Enjoy your day.